Yes, we are on the road to find out how our destiny is being shaped by others who are invisible and thus have control over our minds. They use us to diffuse dark actions, causing others pain, but ultimately it causes us a painful and sad road. We are on the road to find out how to regain control of our minds, because this is the only way we can become personally in control of our own destiny. You are learning how spirit forces control your mind. Their thoughts justify your use of dark energy, and their consistent, pestering voices eventually force you to act negatively. They certainly have the capacity to override and control an unprotected mind. An open mind allows spirit people to bind you in painful karmic servitude. The energy of God is not something we can see, but we can and do feel it. God's energy is both the creative light energy, which is benign, and it is also the dark destructive energy. This energy we use is a law unto itself. This law being that whichever aspect of it you use or sup on is the energy you permit to flow through your soul, mind, voice, and hand. You must understand this, because this is the basis of the law of motion of universal energy and spiritual energy. Once the energy is used, it returns to you via the mind and soul and hand of some other whom it flows through as it balances its energy movement on a like-for-like basis, when and where it so decides, be it instantly or years ahead when least expected. You need to comprehend that the invisible dark energy essence which exists and which moves you as you invoke it in your actions is in fact far too superior to you. When you are using it, there is a deeper reality, the reality being that it is at that moment using you as its instrument to balance its scales of justice. Why is it superior to you? Because it can not only use you as its tool, but you cannot halt its return aspect when it decides to balance its scales of justice via some other mortal. It can do this far ahead when you least expect it. At the time of this return, its incoming thoughts into your mind will tempt you to retaliate and cause harm. Thus it entraps you even more. Spiritual strength is when you do not become an aggressor, because you are in control of your own mind, and thus you cannot be swayed by dark thoughts enticing you to retaliate. You have now heard a lot of new information as to the reality of our thoughts being not always our own. Since we have to suffer from the negative deeds we do, why let some other foolish thoughts flow through from others in spirit who are untrue to themselves and who seek to use you to do their bidding? Now you begin to see how easily we become used by our thoughts, thoughts that can mislead us. Please try and see that any negative thoughts about bringing others to account punitively inevitably seek to cause us pain at a later date. This also applies to those in spirit who are being used in the same way as are you from realms beyond their sight to cause injury to others. There are reasons now for the escalation of confrontation and violence that are revealed on my website. Due to this, it will be best not to place yourself in positions of confrontation that could lead you to be an aggressor. I now play another soundtrack, Bad Moon Rising.